Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. Now, in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Reading Plan, and we're going to dive in and talk about my thoughts for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, you should have already read Genesis 44, Mark 14, Job 10, and Romans 14. And today we're going to take a closer look at what Paul is saying in Romans. Though he's speaking directly to the conflicts arising between the brothers and sisters of his time, I think it has some very direct implications on our lives together today. So in Romans 14, Paul is speaking to the believers who have a tendency to eat all kinds of food and drink that were once thought of as unclean. Essentially, those that have a firm understanding of their freedom in Jesus and are stronger in their faith in that regard. He directs them not to pass judgment on their weaker brothers and sisters. He says, welcome them, but not so you can quarrel over opinions. He doesn't say welcome them and build a strong case for the way that you observe days or engage with food. No, he says that's between them and their Lord. Don't try and tell them how they need to engage with matters of freedom or the Mosaic Law. But then Paul goes on to say that not only should we not pass judgment on those who abstain from certain things as a matter of their faith, we who enjoy freedom in that area should actually submit our freedom to the cause of loving our brother or sister, as to not cause them to stumble. I often hear this passage referenced when people talk about having an alcoholic drink in front of someone who really struggles with alcohol or who would call themselves an alcoholic. While we are free in Christ to enjoy that drink as long as we stay sober-minded, that is easily something that would hurt our brother or sister who struggles with alcohol addiction. Out of love, we should clearly abstain in that situation. But however, that's actually the most extreme and no-brainer application of love to a brother. But it's also actually not even the most direct application of what Paul is talking about. Paul here is talking about faith. Like, this whole chapter is about faith and causing someone to stumble in their faith. Usually, those who really struggle with alcohol, who would call themselves alcoholics, are not the ones that are choosing to not drink alcohol because of their faith. They are usually abstaining because of their health, right? What about a brother who believes that it is a sin to not drink? So it's their faith that stands between them and the alcohol. Those who may have a different stance on that should, in love, while in the presence of that brother, choose to abstain from drinking. That is the appropriate application here, because you drinking in their presence is actually encouraging them to go against their conviction that the Lord has laid on their heart. And that's not building one another up in love, y'all. That's actually hurting your brother, because if he falls there, if he acts against his faith, now you've actually led him into sin, even if you yourself don't believe it is. Because Paul, at the end of the chapter, he concludes with a clear and poignant truth. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. So if you are leading a brother to act in a way that goes against their faith, you're leading them into sin. So followers of Jesus, especially those in America where our freedom is so important to us, people have lived and died and fought for our freedoms, right? However, the thought on our mind should not first and foremost be, I have the right to. It is a free country. The question, if we are a follower of Jesus, should first and foremost be one that looks to the community of brothers and sisters in our midst and asks, how can my every action help demonstrate righteousness, foster peace, and live out the joy that I have in the Holy Spirit. Your freedom must then bow to that. For the sake of your freedom to indulge, do not destroy the work of God. This is the way we build one another up and mutual upbuilding occurs. Because that is the way of the one we've decided to follow. His name is Jesus. He gave up his freedom so that we would be able to have it. So let us exercise our freedom to love our brothers and sisters better. Let's get his help. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the work that you did through your son Jesus on the cross. That work that demonstrates sacrifice, that demonstrates laying down of rights, power, privileges in order to demonstrate love, in order to lift others up, in order to be a vehicle of salvation. Lord God, we believe that you would want to use us, your children, to allow your power to work in the hearts and in the minds of so many others, Lord God. So I pray that we would submit all that we have at your feet, asking how can we better love them. Lord, use us and empower us because we need you to do it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment. Check out the reading plan. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.